Lions to punt it away. First play of the fourth quarter. Nick Harris with his sixth punt of the afternoon. The ever dangerous Patrick Peterson back deep. Harris standing on the 1 yard line. He's got it. Good punt. Angles it to his left. Peterson moves to his right. Takes it at the 36. Running left. Trying to get outside. Look out. Peterson 35. Peterson 40. Peterson out near midfield and taken down. So 49-yard punt, 15-yard return. John Wendling with the special teams tackle. Fourth quarter brought to you by the new 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. Numbers after three, I'll give you the important ones right here. Three turnovers for the Lions have resulted in 21 points for the Arizona Cardinals. Everything else just consumes time.
And the other really important number, 24-10, Arizona leads.
21 of those 24 points directly off Lions turnovers. Lindley on first down wants to throw, and Dominican Sue's got him and throws him down. Back at the 43-yard line, and Dominican Sue broke through. Lindley never had a chance, spun him down for an 8-yard loss.
Well, and Dominican just runs by the blocker, no chance. I mean, that's what he can do, and that's what this front four you'd think should have been doing all day with a reworked offensive line. But, you know, the Cardinals have blocked him up pretty good.
Officially, they'll say it was a loss of seven back to the 44. So second and 17, Arizona. Lindley will keep it on the ground, gives it to Stevens Howling. He looked for a cutback lane to the right side. Willie Young was there waiting for him and just slams him to the turf. Nice job by Willie to take that cutback lane away, and that'll bring up a third down and long now for Arizona. With 13:50 to play in the game, Cardinals leading 24-10.
That's Willie Young staying home and watching the cutback. That's a good play by him. The cutback comes his way. He hasn't overrun the play. The running back basically runs right to him. But that's playing with discipline.
Third and 13. Lindley will operate from the gun. He's got three receivers to the right and one to the left. Lindley's got it. Straight drop. Sets up a screen. Stevens Howling has it. Whole bunch of Lions there. Howling's run through a couple of them. Gives positive yardage back to the 49 around the original line of scrimmage. Justin Durant tackles him there. That was pretty good running just to avoid a loss on the play, but nonetheless, it'll be fourth down.
It was indeed a good run to avoid a loss. But the Lions now get the ball back. But again, you're playing this battle of field position. You're going to have to make a play offensively. If the defense can't get a turnover, and I doubt that's going to happen because Arizona's going to play conservative. They're not going to put the ball in it, up on long passes or put it in any danger. And that means the offense is going to have to go the long way against this Cardinal defense.
Stephon Logan standing on the 8-yard line to our right. Zastadil blasts it. High punt. Hits in the end zone for a touchback. So the Lions will have it first and 10 at their own 20. They are down 14 here in Arizona. It is 24-10. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
Tales are told about a mighty maple tree. It's been struck by lightning so many times Mother Nature's given up. Every night it charms the stars into new constellations. And it's dulled the blade of every lumberjack foolish enough to try. When we looked for inspiration to craft a new whiskey, we found more than just flavor. We found character. Introducing Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started, maple finished.
Crown Royal Maple Flavored Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2012, Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. If you've been injured, call us. 1-800-CALL-SAM. We've been helping families across Michigan for years. Get the Bernstein Advantage today.
Today's second half touchdown contestant is Harold Stevens from Ann Arbor. Harold, the Lions need a couple touchdowns, so if they can get those, they will take care of you. Final 9 minutes and 18 seconds of the first half. Arizona scored 21 points off three Lion turnovers. Here comes the Lions offense, first and 10 from their own 20. Stafford up under center. One receiver left, one right. Stafford takes, looking right. Now he pumps, comes back, throws, got Sheffield wide open, and he dropped it. Oh, Tony, how did you do that? He got spun around by the throw, never was able to regain his composure, and he dropped the football. Wide open at the 50. Tony will make that catch 99 times out of 100. There's the 100.
I don't know what to say. It's just one of those things where you got to make a play.
Second and 10 for the Lions from their own 20. Stafford's got it. Looks right, sets up a screen. Complete, blown up. LeSure taken down by Darrell Washington for a loss at the 17-yard line. That'll bring up third down now, and this is a critical third down brought to you by Three Dimensional Services Group, the unbelievable prototyping company.
So the timing of the play's thrown off a bit, and Stafford has to throw it early, and it really doesn't allow the offensive lineman to get out and make the block on Henderson on the screen. So he's right there with nobody bothering him at all.
Third and 13 for the Lions. Stafford out of the gun. Two receivers right, one left. Matthews got it. Blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford sets and throws. Wants Rabisky. Incomplete. Stafford threw it wide. Rabisky came out of his cut. Couldn't locate the ball. And it was incomplete.
And I tell you what. They're just saying, okay, Calvin, you're not going to beat us on third down. They line up two guys out there on him again like a gunner on a punt. And they just beat him up on the line of scrimmage. And they take him away from Stafford. And the offense has no one else to respond.
Seventh punt of the game for Nick Harris. Andre Roberts back. He takes it at the 36. Roberts runs into his own man at the 42 with a flag down. So no Patrick Peterson on that punt return. Roberts with a 6-yard return after a 47-yard punt. But let's check out that flag. We'll hear from Jerome Boger here momentarily. Clock starting to very much work against the Lions. 11 and a half to go. You're down 14. You look at a play like the Scheffler play. I mean, I the throw spun him around. Did not look like a great throw. Scheffler couldn't hang on. But it was certainly a catchable ball, and it's at least a 30-yard gain, maybe a lot more.
There are two fouls on the play. During the kick, illegal block in the back. Receiving team, number 28, that penalty is declined. Holding, receiving team, number 59. 10-yard penalty from the end of the kick. Arizona keeps the ball, first down.
So they'll walk off the hold against Zach Nash, and that will back the Cardinals up. Right now they've got the edge on the scoreboard. 11 minutes, 30 seconds to go. They lead it 24-10. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
There's no right or wrong way to dunk a chicken McNugget. Some dip into the sauce daintily with one pinky extended. Others pretend their McNugget is a tiny NFL running back dunking over the goalpost. Then there's the sauce. Some prefer the cool taste of creamy ranch. Others the boldness of spicy buffalo. And some mix them together just because they can. McDonald's chicken McNuggets. At just $4.99 for a 20-piece box, there's more dunking to love. McDonald's, official sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
They say, giving you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafé drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Football season means tailgate parties, but sometimes that food can blitz your diet before you know it. There are healthier grilling and snacking options available so you can still eat with the crowd and enjoy a good tailgate. A smarter menu is easy, but it does take a little bit of planning. The best offense is a good defense, so defend yourself from high-calorie foods by throwing a nice serving of vegetables on the grill as a healthy side dish. If you usually serve up chicken wings, try marinated grilled chicken instead. This healthy tailgate tip is brought to you by Health Plus, the right plan for a healthier you. Check them out at healthplusdifference.org.
Today's second quarter Michigan Made Business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based Michigan Made clients.
Arizona's got it first and 10 at their own 24-yard line after the penalty. Looks like Matthew Stafford being looked at over and on the Lions bench by medical personnel. We'll get an update on that, whether or not there's anything significant there that would alter his ability to come back into the game. Right now, the Cardinals have it, first and 10 from their own 24. Beanie Wells, the back. He gets the call, left side. Nice play that time by Jonte Green to turn him back inside and make the tackle. Gain of one to the 25. It'll be second down and 9 coming up. T.O., you got anything down there on Stafford? It looked like he was being looked at by one of the team doctors.
Nothing official yet, but we will continue to look into it. When I have more information, Dan, I will send it to you.
All right, thank you. Is he alone now, or is he still being looked at? All right, we'll check back in with Tony here momentarily. Cardinals have it, second and 9. I formation. Behind Lindley. Turns, gives the second back through. Look out. Got the edge. Left side. It is Beanie Wells with it. He's finally run out of bounds. Shy of the first down. Across the 30 to the 33. It's going to bring up now. Third down. About a yard and a half. Maybe 2 yards. Back down to Tony. Tony, what do you got?
Hey, Dan and Jim. Injury update from the Cardinals sideline. This time, Patrick Peterson, the fine cornerback, cramping up. His return to the game is probable.
All right, Tony. Thanks.
Tell you, the defense that time for the Lions let Beanie Wells get outside. You've got to keep contain on that guy. You could have had it second or third and 9. Instead, it's now third and 2.
Third and 2. They're 2 out of 10 on third down today. William Powell into the game. They run the toss sweep to him. Powell is hit and upended short of the first down. Great defensive play by Lewis Delmas that time, coming up to support the run. And the Lions will get the football back. Run that play a couple of times, just kind of a toss sweep out of a shotgun formation.
Very similar to the Lions' third down play that they ran that everybody complained about at the end of the Indianapolis Colts game. Just a toss sweep. That time Delmas was there, makes the play, short of the first down, forced the Cardinals to kick.
Zastadil to punt. Logan back deep, standing on the 20-yard line to our right.
You know, you think about it, the defense has done its job pretty much this half. They've given the offense chances, and the offense just hasn't been able to take advantage.
Zastadil gets it to turn over. Logan calls for a fair catch and makes it at the 14-yard line. I would submit the defense has done its job today. Two touchdown drives by the Cardinals. One was from 5 yards. One was from 3 yards. Then they had a pick six for a touchdown as well. I think the defense has done the job. They've given up 3 points pretty much all day. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Bud Light salutes Lions fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game. And your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. Mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. Lions fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
1-800-CALL-SAM. Home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number 2. Tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 2. Tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference.
We get it.
Well, Lions are down 14 with 9:26 to go. This year in the fourth quarter, the Lions have scored more points than any team in the league with 134. They're going to need at least 14 here to get this game back within reach. They go empty on first down. Stafford out of the gun. First and 10. They scrimmage from their own 13. Stafford back, sets, throws, deep right side, wants Calvin over the shoulder. Got him, caught it, crossed the 40, and Stafford, as Calvin is run out of bounds by Patrick Peterson at the 42-yard line. Well, so that's a 29-yard gain.
They make the route happen because the wide receiver outside of Calvin just runs upfield a step and stops. The corner jumps him. That gives the sideline to Calvin, and he runs a little fade route from his slot receiver spot. That was a perfect throw by Stafford.
First and 10 Lions now. They scrimmage from their own 43. Stafford out of the gun, fakes the give to Bell, looks right, comes back left, being chased. Now he just throws it away. Big pressure coming from Darnell Dockett that time. Lions will reload. It will be second and 10. Calvin on the day, by the way, has gone over 100 yards. 8 catches for 106.
And again,
7th straight 100-yard receiving game for Calvin. That sets a new franchise record. He had been tied with Pat Studstill, who had 6 back in 1966. That is 31 times in his career he's gone over 100.
And here it's second down and 10. Calvin's on the sideline.
Instead, it's Durham to the right side. Robiski and Mike Thomas to the left. Stephon Logan to the right of Matthew Stafford, who's in the gun on second and 10. Stafford's got it. Protection holds. Stafford throws right side, caught by Logan. Logan turns it up, across the 50, fighting for the first down, and he's got it in Cardinal territory at the 47-yard line. Kerry Rhodes forced him out, but nice running by Logan that time to spot the stick, get there, and move the chains.
Well, and a good matchup. Stafford saw the check down where he's got Logan running in the flat, short route, but matched up against a slower man, a linebacker. You get him the ball, and he's able to get around the corner, turn it upfield, and get that first down.
First and 10 Lions from the Arizona 47. Calvin Johnson back in there. Stafford operates from the gun. Looking out over that defense. Now he's got it. Looking right. Setting and throwing. Got Calvin inside the 45. Megatron dives down to the 41-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 6 on the play. Clock moving, 8 minutes to go in the game. The Lions down 14. You have all 3 timeouts remaining.
Calvin that time did a great job. This is how, if you're a young receiver out there, when you run that curl route, you've got to come back to your quarterback. And he comes back to his quarterback, doesn't allow a defender to get in front. He met the football.
Second down 4 for the Lions. They're at the Cardinal 41. Again, Stafford out of the gun, looking at a blitz formation from the Cardinals. Here they come. Stafford sets and throws. Watch Scheffler. Got him inside the 20. Scheffler inside the 15 and forced out of bounds at the 12-yard line. He beat Rashad Johnson on the play. Stafford to Scheffler for 29.
And that's a great throw by Stafford because Scheffler was covered pretty well. Man-to-man. And he gets the ball up over the top of the cornerback Gay. And Scheffler goes up over the top and makes the catch.
Trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. The Lions down 14, need the end zone. First and 10 from the Cardinal 12. Empty backfield, Stafford out of the gun. Matthew takes, looking right. Now comes back left, being chased, rolling to his right, looking for somewhere to go, and he just throws it away. Pressure coming that time from Sam Acho. The Lions will reload on second and 12 in what has to be 4 down territory here, down 14. 7 minutes to go. This is where you remarked earlier, Brandy, they're going to do everything they can to take Calvin out.
Absolutely. They're going to find a way to not let Calvin beat you in the red zone.
Calvin goes slot to the right side. They send two receivers right. Now it's three receivers right. Tony Scheffler over there as well. Five receivers in the game. Stafford, straight drop, sets, throws, got a complete Logan, slips him at the seven, cuts back inside, Logan at the five, and fighting his way down to the three-yard line. It'll be third and goal from there. Check it, third and actually one. They can get a first down inside the two. Clock moving down to 6:35 to play. Joyke Bell into the game for Detroit. That was real nice running by Stephon Logan that time.
Yep, and what they've done is they found a little bit of a set formation where they can get Logan matched up against the linebacker. That's a mismatch in speed.
Third and two for the Lions from the Cardinal four. Joyke Bell in the game at running back. Riley Reiff in there is an extra blocker. Third and two. Stafford takes, looks, throws right side. It is caught. Nope. Flag down. No play. Flag down. No play. It could be delay on the Lions. Too much time.
Prior to the snap, delay of game. Offense, number nine. 5-yard penalty. Still third down.
You just can't do that. You're down at the end of the field. You're looking right at the play clock. Runs out on him. That'll cost him five. Now you're looking at a third and seven situation from the ninth. Seventh penalty of the game for 63 yards. Lions have two cracks at it here.
You want to talk about shooting yourself in the foot. That one right there is a big shotgun blast. See if they can come back from it.
Stafford operating from the gun. Second down, seven to go from the nine. Stafford's got it. Drifts back, sets, throws, got a complete underneath. Joyke Bell's got it. Fights his way down to the three-yard line. It'll be fourth and one. We're actually going to say he's down at the four. It'll be fourth and two. Lions have no choice but to go for it here. Paris Lennon with a tackle for Arizona.
Good job by Stafford there finding Joyke Bell. That pocket was collapsing around him, and he knew that he had Bell out there as a check down. He said, we get the ball to him. Get some of that yardage and make this a fourth and shorter.
Fourth and two from the four for the Lions. This year they are 3 out of 9 on fourth down. Down 14. They have got to convert or score here. Empty backfield. Stafford out of the gun. Two receivers right, two left. Stafford sets, throws, knocked away. Now it is caught and intercepted. Greg Toler coming down the right sideline with a convoy of blockers. He's going to go. Stafford the last man, and he is knocked down. 5-4-3-2-1. Touchdown, Cardinals. Greg Toler takes it the distance. 28 points off turnovers for the Cardinals today.
Well, I think if you want to talk self-destruction, what we've seen here today from the Detroit Lions is self-destruction. Simple as that.
Looked to me as if the ball was tipped, but I don't think it was. Chris Durham just didn't turn around, and Toler did. Durham never turned to look back for the ball until it was too late. Toler turned and located and took it back 102 yards.
You're looking again. You're talking about Durham, brand new, only been there 2 weeks. Scheffler was underneath. You never know where the route was, who ran it wrong, who ran it right, whether Stafford was throwing one way to another. It doesn't matter. What matters is it's a fourth turnover. It's a fourth touchdown for the
31-10 Cardinals on top. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
There's no right or wrong way to dunk a chicken McNugget. Some dip into the sauce daintily with one pinky extended. Others pretend their McNugget is a tiny NFL running back dunking over the goalpost. Then there's the sauce. Some prefer the cool taste of creamy ranch. Others the boldness of spicy buffalo. And some mix them together just because they can. McDonald's Chicken McNuggets. At just $4.99 for a 20-piece box, there's more dunking to love. McDonald's, official sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Let the best take the stress out of holiday shopping. Lucido Fine Jewelry on Chandler and Sterling Heights or Main Street in downtown Rochester. Lucido has the best gifts to fit any budget. Lucido's lineup includes Hearts on Fire, David Yurman, Tacori, A. Jaffe, and watches from Tag Heuer, Breitling, and more. If you're not sure what you're looking for, Lucido's expert staff can help you every step of the way. Begin your quest for the best at LucidoFineJewelry.com. You want to play with the best? Shop with the best at Lucido Fine Jewelry. Buddy's Pizza invites you to give the gift of square taste with Buddy's gift cards. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a free 4-square cheese pizza with one topping. Visit buddyspizza.com and order today.
Lions game day will continue after this pause for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. This is Lions Radio 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Lions set to get the football back. Arizona will kick it off. Feely sends it down. Taken by Logan 6 yards deep. Logan will take a knee for a touchback. Lions live at first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Let's go back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Matt Derry standing by. Diesel.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. Pittsburgh has taken a 24-17 lead on Dallas in the fourth. Ben Roethlisberger, a couple of touchdown passes. And how about Pete Carroll with the Seahawks? Up 47-17 in the fourth quarter. He calls a fake punt. It works. And Seattle kicks a field goal. 50-17 Seahawks lead the Bills in Toronto. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, back to you.
So by my count, Seahawks have outscored their opponents 108-17 in the last 2 weeks. That'll work. Lions down 21. Stafford's got it. Straight drop. Looks. Throws underneath. Caught. Probisky with it. Out to the 29-yard line. Picks up 9. Be second down and 1. Lions down 3 scores. Just under 5 minutes to play here in the game. Sean Hill warming up on the sidelines for Detroit. Matthew Stafford has been beaten up today and ineffective as well. Entire offense has been ineffective. There's a completion caught across 37 by Calvin Johnson. Johnson's got the first down in an 8-yard gain. Lions with 4:25 to go have got it first and 10 at their own 37. Stafford out of the gun. Joik Bell to his right. Stafford with it. Throws underneath to Bell. He can't hang on at the 39. That'll stop the clock with 4:10 to go. Lions looking at a second and 10 coming up here. Brandy, on that last drive, I go back to the third down and 2 situation, and you take a delay of game. You can't do that.
Well, and the deal is that they score a touchdown.
Takes it from 3rd and 2.
On the play.
To 3rd and 7.
On the play, which was contested, it was a touchdown. But the penalty negates that. You're right. I mean, you can't do that and expect to win games when you're giving away touchdowns on offense when the defense is scoring them. That's just not good.
Stafford loads up, goes deep for Calvin Johnson. Well covered in Cardinal territory at the 27. Kerry Rhodes and Patrick Peterson both there, and the Lions will come up on 3rd down and 10 now.
The problem is you've got that 3rd down play and you score a touchdown. Now you're within 1 score.
Well, it's but the penalty instead of 3rd and 7.
Right, but it doesn't matter because you scored a touchdown. But now the penalty takes it away. The whole thing to me was the score. You can go 3rd and 7, you still got a 2-down territory to get the first. But the score comes off the board. So now you're 2 scores down, and that's the one that kills you. And then, of course, the interception. And the Cardinals defense scores their 2nd touchdown of the day.
3rd and 10. Stafford back. Sets and throws. Incomplete. Wanted Robisky. Threw it low. Robisky couldn't hang on. It'll be 4th and 10. And the Lions will have to go for it. You say that Cardinal defense has scored 2 touchdowns. I mean, they really scored a 3rd. With an interception return back inside the 5. And then special teams resulted. in them having a first and goal from the five. I mean, four turnovers for 28 points.
Yeah, the Lions' mistakes have been the story of the game. I mean, the Cardinals can, you know, they got the early Christmas present from the Detroit Lions today.
Fourth and 10. Lions will go for it. 3:58 to go. They're down 21. Stafford's got it. Blitz comes. Stafford stands tall. Going to get hit. Going to go down. Back at the 29-yard line. Adrian Wilson with the sack. And the Cardinals can just run it out from here with 3:50 to play. And they will snap their 9-game losing streak. And the Lions will go to 6.
Well, they came with a late blitz. Again, from the secondary. And Drake Bell's got to do a better job of picking that blitzer up.
Text your Lions player of the game right now to 97136. Text the player's last name. Messaging rates do apply. Brought to you by U.S. Park on Middle Belt. $8 a day every day at U.S. Park. Should also tell you today's game brought to you by McDonald's, brewing the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Cardinals have it, first and 10. Take over on downs. They scrimmage from the Lion 29. Beanie Wells in at running back. Deep back in an eye. Lindley up under center. Lindley turns. Gives to Wells. Stacked up by Steven Tulloch and taken down. It'll be a loss back to the 31. The Lions will burn their first time out.
Hey, I want to thank John Gottfried, a great Lions fan, for hosting us yesterday out of Paradise Valley. A great golf club, country club here in the Phoenix area. And, boy, what a great couple he and his lovely wife, Amy Jo, are, aren't they?
Had a nice time. It was a nice way to spend a Saturday and to wrap up our final road game of the season. This obviously didn't go the way we had hoped, or as John and Amy Jo, who are here at Hope, but they are big contributors to Detroit Lions charities, and we certainly appreciate them. We know the Lions organization does as well, so thanks for everything they do, and thanks for helping us to enjoy our trip out here.
Yep, and gave us an opportunity to see some interesting wildlife because we saw a roadrunner.
Yes.
And a coyote on the golf course yesterday.
They were not together. One was not chasing the other, nor setting a trap for it with a big cement wall painted like a road.
No, why were they running by that Acme Anvil company?
Second down, 12 to go. They keep it on the ground. Go to Beanie Wells. He's got the edge. Look out. Right side. 10-5. End zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. This is all kinds of ugly. 31 yards. Longest run of the season. Third touchdown of the day for Beanie.
That's like the bounce play, and at this point, it really doesn't matter to analyze this in a game like this. But that's the old play where Beanie Wells heads toward the right tackle and then bounces it wide. And what happens is the Lions' end of the man, a line of scrimmage, gets hooked inside. There's nobody left outside, and when he bounces it outside the defense, it's all she wrote.
Extra point by Feely coming up. Spot down, kick on the way. It's good. And it is now 38-10. Cardinals leading the Lions with 3:39 to play in the game. We'll go back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Diesel.
All right, Dan, thank you. Fourth quarter in Toronto. All Seahawks 50-17. They lead the Bills. So back-to-back 50 burgers put up by Pete Carroll's team. They're going to improve to 9-5. It's a final. In San Diego, Carolina has beaten the Chargers 31-7. Fourth quarter in Dallas, Pittsburgh 24, the Cowboys 17-5. Sebastian Janikowski field goals have the Raiders up 15-0 on the Chiefs in Oakland. 1-800-CALL-SAM studio, send it back to you in Arizona.
15-0, five field goals. I would say sounds like a barn burner, but based on this, you'd take that right now.
Absolutely.
Folks, premium seating available for the Lions. Home game coming up against the Falcons next Saturday night. Experience the best sight lines, plush leather seating, gourmet dining, and premium bars. Visit DetroitLions.com or call 313-262-2012. Cardinals getting a nice round of applause from their fans. It's been a while since they've heard that. Not only have they not had a lot of home games, it's just their second in 7 weeks, but obviously they haven't been winning until today. Feely with the kickoff. Logan 4 yards deep. Out he comes. Left side. 5'10". Logan 15. Spun down at the 17. Anthony Sherman, the fullback, with nice work on special teams. The Lions offense will come out. Matthew Stafford still in the game. You'd seen Sean Hill warming up a little bit earlier, but Stafford will finish it out.
We talked about this earlier. You know, these Cardinal fans, they really got on this team after last week's loss to Seattle.
58-0
right.
To do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were brutalized. The newspapers, the columnists, the fans, the talk shows. I mean, they were all over this place. Even you talked about Wisenhunt, the head coach, being on the hot seat. Well, this game does a lot to, you know, alleviate their problems that they have with their football team.
Stafford on first down, sacked back at the five. Who else?
Guess who?
Calais Campbell.
Guess who? This
if
guy.
You only saw this game. Campbell's a pretty good player. Make no doubt about it. Calais Campbell's a good player. But if you had only seen this game, you would think he was the second coming of Reggie White.
Well, no, he'd be getting, you know, the publicity of a guy like J.J. Watt, you know, and everybody, and Clay Matthews. I mean, the way he's playing today, he is the best defensive lineman in the league.
Stafford on second down sets up a screen to the right side. It is caught by Joyke Bell across the 10 to the 15, now close to the 16-yard line. Calais, that's a gain of 9 for Calais Campbell's numbers. He's got 7 tackles, 1 sack, 1 pass defensed, and he has been in the middle of everything. 3rd and 12 for the Lions now. Stafford facing a blitz. He's got time, sets, and throws. Durham out there, knocked away, incomplete. Nice defense by Greg Toler. That'll bring up 4th down and 12 now for the Lions. They will go for it. Down by 28. Nope, they will send the punting unit on. So down by 28, the Lions will take their offense off the field. Nick Harris will come on. .237 to go in the game. Patrick Peterson back deep for Arizona. No, he'd love to finish this one off with a bang. Good punt by Harris. He's had a pretty good day today. Peterson backs up. Makes the fair catch to the 36-yard line. That's where the Cardinals will take over. Their job now just to run out the clock with 2:27 to go. 49-yard punt by Harris. Post-game show's coming up. Jim Brandstad will be down in the locker room talking with Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. Tony Ortiz will be down there talking with some of the key players in today's game as well. That will not be a pleasant locker room down there as the Lions have fallen for the 6th consecutive time. And there's pretty much nothing you can point to today that they did real well. William Powell's the running back. He gets the call. Straight up the gut. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. It'll be 2nd down and 10, but that'll take us down to the 2-minute warning. 2-minute warning brought to you by Blue Diamond Almonds. Blue Diamond Almonds are more than a snack. 2 minutes to go in this one. It is the Cardinals leading by a score of 38-10. And this is your home for Detroit Lions football.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
Tales are told about a mighty maple tree. It's been struck by lightning so many times, Mother Nature's given up. Every night it charms the stars in a new constellations and has dulled the blade of every lumberjack foolish enough to try. When we look for inspiration to craft a new whiskey, we found more than just flavor. We found character. Introducing Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started. Maple finished.
Crown Royal Maple Flavored Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2012, the Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference. We get it.
Back at University of Phoenix Stadium, Cardinals have it and a chance to just run out the clock. I would assume we will see them in the victory formation up by 28, looking at a second down and 10. Jim Brandstetter making his way down to the locker room where you will hear from head coach Jim Schwartz coming up. Can't imagine he will have anything that even remotely resembles something positive to say about this game. Lions with just a storm of mistakes that have added up to being where we are right now. First down, Cardinals keep it on the ground. William Powell gets across the 36 and out to the 38. Clock moving down to 1:45 to go. Lions have two timeouts remaining, but really at this point, no reason to stop the clock. Arizona will run the play clock down just as far as they can. There's 15 left on the play clock, 1:23 left on the game clock. William Powell remains the running back. Lindley up under center. Offset eye power to the right. They give it to Powell. He runs right. Hit by Stephen Tulloch and taken down. Very close to the line of scrimmage. Things get a little chippy in there, in and around the pile. They peel the bodies away. It's like Cliff Averill lost his helmet in there. Under a minute to go, down to 45 seconds. Play clock at 25. The Cardinals will have to punt it away here. Lions will send Stephon Logan back deep as we are in the final seconds of been some ugly games this year. This one's going to rank right at the top for the Lions. You come in against a team that has lost 9 in a row. You give up 28 points off of turnovers. Two result in pick sixes. One a 5-yard drive. One a 3-yard drive after takeaways. Punt by Zastadil landed about the 35. It'll roll out at about the 34-yard line. 12 seconds to go. Lions have it, and they'll come back out to put the final touches on this one. Arizona's offense today had 196 yards. Arizona's defense, 186 return yards. Their defense almost outgained their offense. Twelve seconds remaining. The Lions will snap it one more time. Come out in an I formation. It's Chappis in front of Bell. Stafford up under center, turns, gives it to Joik, straight up the middle. Joik bounces it outside, gets to the 29-yard line. That'll do it. Who else made the tackle? Calais Campbell. Guy was terrific for Arizona today, and he makes a tackle to end the game. Two teams will meet out in the middle of the field. Say job well done, job much better done by the Arizona Cardinals, who win it by a score of 38-10 to snap their 9-game losing streak. The Lions, now 4-10, their losing streak has reached 6. Jim Brandstatter coming up. He'll be down in the locker room talking with Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. Tony Ortiz down there as well, talking to some of the key players from today's game. Final again, Arizona 38 and the Lions 10. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does, which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on four-drive cycle test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2-5 conventional chassis cab combined new registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. When your battery loses its power, you lose your ability to get out, get around, and get things done. When it's time to replace your battery, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the Super Start battery that's an exact fit for your vehicle. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the Super Start battery you need at a guaranteed low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for a reliable, hardworking Super Start battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly.
Auto parts.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's. I'm loving it.